Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can do all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here. We back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah, I'm messing up already, man. Y'all got me, you know, my sounds was acting up last episode, so I'm, you know, doing a little bit of extra work. But anyway, if the sound's still messed up, let me know. We know y'all ninjas don't like to tell me when the sounds is working till the end of the episode. But anyway, what's going on, y'all, man? Listen, man, it's Friday. We had another amazing week. I'm fit, so I'm blessed. I'm seeing another weekend, so I'm blessed. My mom celebrated another Mother's Day this weekend, so I'm blessed and she's blessed. Shout out to the moms. But anyway, we got a hell of an episode today. Oh my God. And y'all know what day of the week it is.
Happy Friday.
It is Friday. What day?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We here on another Friday.
Happy Friday.
But listen, man, if you are a returner, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. If you playback gang, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. If it's your first time watching, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. And you're probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button for a ninja with shades on a Friday night with an orange tank looking crazy on here body shaming? But you need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. We ain't like them other fitness podcasts over there. They want to be boring and talk science all day. That's amazing because we need it. But that ain't what we do over here. If that's what you want, take your ass over there. We keep it real over here. This is entertainment. We going to say some jokes. We going to cook every race, every gender. It don't matter. Everybody's getting cooked over here. But it's all backed in truth and science at the end of the day. And with all that being said, before I get in these comments, I just want to show y'all one thing. Uh-oh. Real quick. Y'all remember a couple weeks ago, the dude James Coppola was talking trash about me. He said, I don't know what I'm talking about. He said, my arguments don't make any sense.
Nope.
So real quick, I'm going to just refresh our memory because we got a lot to do on the show today. But I got to share this with the gang. Make sure y'all hit the like button because it's absolutely ridiculous out here. Keep the same energy with everybody that you keep with me, brother. But let's check it out. Y'all remember I did this post?
Nah, I know y'all.
Oh, hold on, let me refresh it just so y'all can see it. Y'all remember I did this post talking about the fat personal trainers? A guy was calling himself a fat personal trainer. All right, if you didn't see it, go look. It's on Instagram. So another guy, the sober bodybuilder, reacted to this same guy, right? Let's check it out. So anyway, the fat personal trainer post, James Coppola went, he reacted to it, talked about me, had his whole audience talking about me.
No, did he, you know?
So this guy did it. Sober bodybuilder did it. You see me, you know me, I'm a troll. I said, don't let James Coppola see this. And we see James Coppola in the comments clapping his hands, agreeing with someone criticizing fat personal trainers. What happened to the same energy? Oh, so you so you giving the black man different energy than you giving the white man.
Look at my African-American over here.
And listen, that's okay, James, because I told you, you messing with the wrong one. And I just talked to Alan Roberts. He said he's going to do an episode with me, and we going to cook your ass. Because you talked about my boy Allen too, and I didn't know that. Shout out to Jennifer for sending me the video. But listen, y'all trainers supporting fat personal trainers?
Nope.
This is going to stop in 2025.
Nope.
It's over with in 2026.
Nope.
We don't have time for that. All trainers need to be in shape.
Nope.
And if you got a problem with it, why don't you pull up on me and let's get a workout in.
Nope.
And let's see if you're really in shape. But with all that being said, let's get in these comments. I'm cooking y'all already. I'm cooking y'all already. Anyway, we don't do fat personal trainers over here. Wicked Scorpion, what up?
Welcome to the show.
Michael Hawkins, Playback Gang. See you tomorrow, brother. Live on the Friday.
Happy Friday.
Mark Carter, what up?
Happy Friday.
Everybody, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Started benching with chains. Whole new world open up. Benching with chains. We used to do that in college. I ain't done that in a minute. What's going on, Ted? Marsha Jones, what up? L. Bentley, what up? We in the Billy Don't Act Silly. Happy Friday, Marty. What's going on? Bars. What you know, Joe, what up? Tank top season. Yes, Shy. Yes, I do sell tank tops and tees. You stay getting in trouble. We do not care.
We do not care.
We don't care.
We do not care.
We don't. Anybody supporting fat trainers, you done ran into the wrong one. You are now watching a master at work.
You are watching a master at work.
You are not a master if you a fat trainer.
You are watching a master at work.
I don't care if you have a master's degree.
You are watching a master at work.
You're not a master at taking your ass to the gym and practicing what you preach.
You are watching a master at work.
And that's not a reach, and that's bars, and I'm killing y'all already. Spider-Mo was clapping Chunk Funker's cheeks. That's crazy. What's up, Daniel Shannon? Big Spider in the building. See Marty two times. It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when you do it. Yeah, you know. You know how that go. Bench with chains hard as fuck, but it'll definitely increase your bench press, especially your tricep strength. That's a fact, Wicked Scorpion. Fat and personal trainer don't go together. Catch you on the playback gang, Wicked. Get a Marty fat trainer bullshit. Don't fly.
Nope.
We don't do that. And with all that being said, let's get into this episode. Oh, we got BBW Airlines. We already had a BBW statue in Times Square.
Nope.
Now we got BBW Airlines. What the hell is going on here? Let's check it out. Y'all gonna love this one. And we starting off like this.
When was y'all gonna tell me that these flights wasn't fat girl friendly? United Airlines.
The flight's not fat girl friendly. What?
Bring your ass to the front of the class. Now.
Okay. Oh, my God.
We rationing around here? Why am I the biggest thing on the plane having to hit one of these just...
Well, you're the biggest thing on the plane because you eat too much.
It gotta eat.
Because you're eating too many Wendy's.
Wendy's.
And Burger King.
It's Burger King.
Get down your aisle. Excuse me. Y'all gotta open this shit up. I mean, park this motherfucker like the Red Sea. And I already know what y'all about to say. Well, you're not too big. They plane just too small. Exactly. Now, granted, the last time I've been...
I know we... Never mind, I'm gonna say
on the plane was when I was in middle school. So I may have missed some shit. But goddamn, I was holding my breath half the flight just to make sure I could...
That's not our fault. That's your fault.
In the seat. Big girls, I'm gonna tell you right now. If you ain't flying first class, that's your ass. Literally. And I just know the passengers was pissed. Because I'm sure that when they booked their flight, they didn't know that they was gonna be getting a complimentary brush of ass. And y'all know I stay strapped with two of them things. You know you a bad motherfucker when you hitting both sides of the plane at the same damn time. My flight back home leave in a couple of days. You got till then. Fix it.
And I took one of y'all seatbelt extenders just for the inconvenience. Stop playing with a real nigga.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Stop the cap.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people...
Listen, I don't know what's going on with black people. But this right here is getting ridiculous. The big black community is getting too entitled.
What?
It's getting to the point where y'all think everybody has to compromise and make sacrifices for y'all big back asses.
What?
Big back activity.
I'm here to tell you, your back is big because of your decisions.
Big back activity.
So I shouldn't have to have an uncomfortable flight because your ass want to eat 2,000 calories every meal.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
You getting a you getting double cheeseburger, two double cheeseburgers with the milkshake, with the extra large fries.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
I got a 3-hour flight. Now I got to sit next to your big ass.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Because you want to be lazy and you want to overindulge. This is not normal. Y'all got to stop acting like y'all came out the womb like this. Y'all got to stop acting like y'all live an active and healthy lifestyle and y'all just big as hell like that.
Stop the cap.
That's not how this works. And no, you not slim thick.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
It's getting crazy out here. And airlines got to do something about this. People paying their hard-earned money to deal with that bullshit. Because I promise you, it's going to be a problem. I'm going to be crashing out. I'm going to be asking for a refund if that's the case. Y'all going to have a problem. And I'm going to put y'all on the podcast. And we're going viral, so that's only going to help the podcast. But this right here is crazy. All that belly.
Belly deli.
She got more belly than ass.
Belly deli.
And she got more back than ass.
Belly deli.
And her ass ain't small.
Belly deli.
It's getting crazy out here. Black people and black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We got to get it together. And white people, y'all not safe too. We cooking y'all today as well. And I'm killing y'all already. Hit the like button. That is getting crazy out here, man. Where we at in these comments? Oh, y'all crazy. Y'all wildin'. You mean fat girls aren't flight friendly at all? You the biggest thing on a plane because the diet don't work for you the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Bars. I thought that was Samara from Harvard. Not Samara, but a very similar content creator. She do the same shit Samara do for real. Girl has no shame. She's too big. She needs to hit the gym instead of instead of hitting people with her big ass.
Big back activity.
She need to learn how to be airline friendly and get a gym membership.
Nope.
It ain't happening. They getting too much praise. They getting too much coddling. It ain't happening. Her favorite movie, Belly, and her rap name, Two Bellies.
Belly Deli?
She's proud of herself, by the way. Whatever happened to Dank DeMoss?
Nope.
Dank DeMoss is cooked. She was trying to get some fame. She was trying to get some quick money from that case, and it didn't work for her.
Nope.
Because people standing on business. You know, a lot of people will say, they'll tell me I need to shut up or just ignore it. It don't have nothing to do with you. No, people speaking up and calling this shit out. We're sick of it. We are sick of this bullshit. I think the fat should either ride or boat to their destination. Quit bringing the rest of us down. Pun intended. Bars. Daniel, you got it. Oh, my God. Come on, y'all. Let them get their own airline so they can stay off regular bodied folks' flight, their own TSA lines, too. Facts. She ain't a lady if she ain't 280. She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Simping ass Shannon Sharp. Crazy. Hey, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going. BBL mommies, we on y'all today too. We calling y'all out too. It's gone too far. Now, I'm gonna say this. Y'all tell me if y'all disagree. BBLs are for women of a certain age. When you get to a certain age, I don't know if you could reverse the BBL, but if you 37 and up, 40 plus. You're going to look crazy with a BBL, especially if you're out here dating. People going to tell you about it, and we could tell that your ass ain't in the gym. Let's check it out. 1 second.
Give it age and why did you end up popping your balloon?
Yassine, 43, beautiful chocolate woman. I wanted to hear her out.
Okay.
I'm more based on personality than physical.
Okay.
Period, but.
This is a fitness podcast. Get work with me.
It's just the legs don't match the derriere.
Brother. Oh, my God.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Ladies. What the hell is this? That's not the capital P shape that the men want to see. This is crazy. No wonder you single at 40-something.
Nope.
It's like, nah, let me stop. But real talk, though. Shorty, you already kind of naturally thick. You probably could have a nice ass if you got in the gym and did some squats.
What?
You probably could have a nice ass if you got in the gym and did some lunges.
What?
But y'all try to sit here and take a shortcut, and that's the result.
What?
What the hell is wrong with y'all? Hold on. And real quick, before we continue, in the comments, how old do y'all think she is? I don't know. I got to guess over 37.
Nope.
But this right here is crazy. Now, we're going to go right back to it. Hold up. Where the capital P at? This is the worst capital P I've seen in my life. Look at that. Ladies, that shit ain't worth it. And not only do you look crazy, you risked your life to get this surgery.
Nope.
You risked your life to look this crazy.
Nope.
2025, the cat is out the bag. We not accepting this shit no more. Either be content with the body you have or take your big back ass to the gym.
Big back activity.
Come on, y'all. I mean, that right there, bruh. And she got kids. That's somebody's mother.
Nope.
You somebody's mother looking crazy like that.
Nope.
At that age. So that mean her kids got to be teenagers. You know they cooking. If she got a son, they cooking his ass at the high school.
Let him cook.
If she got a daughter, they cooking her ass at the high school.
Let him cook.
Ladies, this is crazy. This crazy, y'all. Anyway, it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Let's get in these comments. Nah, that shit is for nobody. Just get in the gym, bruh. Marsha Jones, woman looks ridiculous. Yo, that shit took me the hell out. And look, he kept it real with her. He said the legs don't match. Oh, matter of fact, we got to finish it. Hold up.
Okay. Hold up. Shay, no, see someone that's your type.
Watch it. Watch how she act.
Down there, my legs don't match my derriere. Your grill doesn't match your face, baby. So we good. We good. Okay. So we.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
You on there looking crazy with the worst BBL. With a BBL, no.
What?
With a BB, what the hell?
What?
With a BBO, well.
What?
Having ass. And now you want to talk about somebody's teeth. You wasn't thinking about his teeth till he came at you.
What?
You decided to get on TV and look crazy.
What?
You decided to go on Pop the Balloon where they cook everybody on there.
What?
And now you mad that you getting cooked.
What?
Ladies, y'all got to do better than that, man. You put yourself out there for public criticism the moment you left that doctor's office.
What?
You put yourself out there for public criticism the moment you didn't get that gym membership. You got that BBL with them thick-ass arms.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have Big Mama arms early.
You mad at old boy for keeping it 1,000 with you? I hope she got a personal trainer after this show.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
But I don't think she did. Let's keep it going. The lunch lady arms don't match the flat tummy either.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have Big Mama arms early.
39 sounds accurate. Nikki Harris, what up? 38 sounds accurate. No muscle or enough fat in the thighs to make your body look like a bug's life. It looks fucking terrible. The side profile looks like a 60-watt light bulb. Chicken tender, chicken dinner, backbender, BBL backs in five. BBLs look stupid at all ages when the legs don't match. Women think that's a flex, but whole time she get placed in the smash only zone because the BBL says she male attention thirsty.
Let him cook.
You know what's crazy? I had an argument on Twitter with some females today, and they just don't be trying to hear that smash only talk. We could tell them, but they ain't trying to hear that. She looked like a baked beet potato, not a sweet potato, a beet potato, a baked beet potato wrapped in foil. She got mad offended. Shut the fuck up. You got rejected. Deal with it. Shorty got a Nicki Minaj ass, but my legs. She opened up herself by going on a dating show. Exactly.
Nope.
Hey, I'm killing y'all today. Hit the like button. Let's keep it going. Yeah, people out here tripping, man. It was meant to be a baked sweet potato wrapped in foil. Okay, I think I know what you meant. All right, man. Let's keep it going. Fellas, y'all watch sports? Now, we know that sports analysts / commentators are mostly men, right? Now, there's a few women on there. Typically, the women, they're baddies. Let's keep it real. They look good.
What?
But now the BBW movement, the body positivity movement.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Movement has reached sports. We got the first big back NBA analyst.
Nope.
What the hell is going on out here? What the hell? Y'all tell me what's going on. Because I don't care. Call me what you want. I want to see something that look good after the game reporting. I don't care.
At Little Caesars Arena because
hold on, wait for
have
it.
To deliver the news that the Pistons wait for it. Back-to-back home playoff games on
wait for it.
Calls. Let's break down how today's happened. We find ourselves oh, with
man.
7 seconds left in regulation.
Whoa. Detroit Pistons. What the hell are y'all doing?
Kate Cunningham, the all-star, the MVP, the leader of this team, finds himself right here in what he says is one of his spots, about 14 and a half feet.
Listen, if we starting to get fat women in sports, we're cooked. All these retired WNBA players out here that's probably looking for a job in this field. All these D1 hoopers that didn't make it to the WNBA out here, y'all could have got to do it. Y'all could have got a woman from another sport. Y'all got all these women on TikTok and Instagram that got love for the game, reporting on sports. Y'all could have hired her. And this what y'all hired, Detroit Pistons? What the hell is going on in Detroit?
From the net, he pulls off a pull-up that he says is muscle memory. He's shocked it missed.
She needs some muscle memory.
JB Bickerstaff is shocked at miss. His teammates are shocked at miss, but there's no time.
I'm shocked that they got a big back analyst now.
Time for that because a scrum ensues.
Is this DEI hire?
Under the net.
Hold up. Is this a DEI hire?
Look at my African American over here.
Ball rolls this way where the Michigan man, Tim Hardaway Jr., finds himself in the corner ready to pull off a three.
Yeah, man, we're cooked out here in America, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I think this big back takeover and big back inclusivity culture is fucking terrible. It is encouraging bad habits, especially in the black community and the Latina community. She looked like a Latina woman.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Even if she wasn't Latina, it's affecting the white community. It is getting ridiculous out here. All the science out there, and y'all still want to deny the facts. Hey, it's okay. It's perfectly fine as a big back.
Nope.
They're a healthy big back.
Big back activity.
You can't tell that I'm not healthy as a big back.
Big back activity.
That he was so hot at in game three. But
this ain't body shaming, so don't come in here with the bullshit. But them legs are a sign that you're not healthy. That you're not active, okay? And what's crazy is she's probably young. Like I always tell y'all, what is this going to turn into in the future, right? And listen, I'm not saying that fat people shouldn't be employed or anything like that. But when you see a culture changing, as an analyst, you had to have a certain image. You had to look good, you know. Especially as a woman. Sorry, women. I know it's a double standard. Whatever. It is what it is. Double standards exist on both sides. Get over it. But that right there is crazy. And guess what? I'm going to keep talking my shit. And even if the culture don't change back, I'm going to keep talking my shit because I'm going to wake some people up. And this podcast is going to wake some people up. And everybody in the comments is going to wake some people up. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going. I think that is absolutely insane. Brown Baldy, what up? Don't tell me the invasion has begun. Yeah, the invasion is here. We are at war. She never been on the court or the gym. Looks like she lives on the couch. The trumpet was perfect. Yeah, definitely definitely trumpet-ass, walking-ass behavior. Little Caesars Arena, yep, that's what the Detroit joint is called. She's probably a Nepo hire, yep. It's all fun and games now, but I'll be in there come tax season. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
You know, we're not playing them games over here. She got a cute face, but needs to drop about 39, 40 kilograms. Not going to lie. Facts. Can't even see her knees. Looking like a bottle of Pepto-Bismol. So you telling me she got a stomach ache is what you telling me? Is that what you saying? Her legs wide enough to cover 2.5 chairs on the bench. And since, you know, we got to do it one time for the one time. Hold on.
Little Caesars Arena.
Hold on. We got to do it one time for the one time. I got y'all. It's crazy. Now, hold on. After this, we're going to play the song one more time. Now, what I'm... Listen, and y'all could get mad at me. I'm telling her this now. I guess she's new because this joint was all over the internet. She better get it together now before she elevates in this business. They going to roast the shit out of her. They going to call her all type of tortas and quesadillas.
Nope.
Enchiladas.
Nope.
Burritos.
Nope.
Black beans.
Nope.
Pinto beans.
Nope.
Salsa.
Nope.
No cheese, no sour cream.
Nope.
Burrito tacos.
Nope.
She better get it together now, because if she elevates and makes it to a bigger network, a national network, it's cooked for her.
Let him cook.
It is cooked. So, ma'am, if you do see this, I'm warning you right now. You got to get it together, because I'm being nice right now. Her legs, oh, I've read that. Funny thing about the BBW movement, it requires less movement. Get her out of here. Bars.
Strike three, you're out.
She better not go on the live with Stephen A. Smith. Marty was slam dunking in them polar bears back in college. You're out of here,
Strike
buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
No polar bear accusations on this show,
Strike
brother.
Strike three, you're out.
We not doing that there. Just, oh, hold up. Just because you was on polar bears, grizzly bears, brown bears, and black bears, don't mean that you can accuse me of it. Tortas in five. Charles Barkley wouldn't approve of Churro Chucker Chelsea. Absolutely not. That shit is crazy. But anyway, like I said, man, hit the like button. I'm killing y'all today. What we got next? We going to the men. Do I have any Nigerians on the show? If I have any Nigerians on the show, y'all taking an L today.
Strike three, you're out.
What the hell is wrong with the Nigerians?
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
We got a Nigerian comedian.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Complaining about women losing weight. Y'all Nigerians better cut it out. Hold on. Before we get to the Nigerian, which I say. So that's what milk bottles look like in a mini dress. Shy, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
If she doesn't get it together now, she's going to end up hosting a Puerto Rican Day Parade in NYC. Let's check out the Nigerian comedian, because, listen, Nigerians fucking the game up.
Serious body weight loss pandemic going on right now, especially in the female world.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm here to beg you, it needs to stop.
He's saying the weight loss needs to stop.
You have to be the one to say it. What is going on? Except you are extremely big bodied and you want to lose some weight. And some black men still like that.
Black men like it.
Then I can understand, but why are you, as a medium shaped, beautiful looking, melanin popping black?
Don't tell me men don't encourage this shit.
Woman, wanting to lose your weight so much you start to lose your bum bum.
All ninjas thinking about his back shots, ladies. I be trying to tell y'all.
At what point am I curvy black women trying to look like supermodel? Black men don't like supermodel.
So now you speaking. So you basically saying black men like fat chicks?
Nope.
Black men don't like supermodels.
Nope.
I don't care if you a comedian or not. These jokes are rooted in some truth, and this is what people really believe about us, fellas.
You see, when you hear stuff like, oh, that's a model looking, that is a white man's taste.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
So liking an in-shape, fit woman is a white man's thing.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
You know, black people...
No!
Man, listen, it don't matter. African American, Afro-Latino. Man, we got it fucked up. We got to stop praising this obesity. But the same ninjas will complain that women are too fat nowadays.
Nope.
Which side are y'all on, man? This right here is despicable. And all the big women in the comments, yes, girl, that's a real man. You know, fuck these Americans. I'm going to get me a Nigerian man.
Nope.
These men want a white girl.
Nope.
These men want a little 15-year-old.
Nope.
They want that. They some pedos.
Nope.
That's the culture. You're literally conditioned to be fat if you listen to these motherfuckers out here. You conditioned to not get in shape. You conditioned to listen to these dusty ninjas telling you to keep your weight because he want a louder sound on your back shots.
Nope.
He want more to grab on back shots.
Nope.
And y'all dumbass listen to him and wonder why none of these ninjas cuff y'all. They don't even respect that. Ladies, stop listening to this shit. It's crazy. Then y'all get in y'all 40s and 50s talking about, well, you know, it's harder to get it off now.
Nope.
Yeah, no shit. Crazy, man. Ladies, do better. Anyway, let's get in these comments, man. She's definitely not going national with that BBW frame. All about ass. Weight loss pandemic, he sounds foolish. Speak for yourself, T'Challa.
Nope.
That's King Umbanku. Black men want their women healthy and having a good quality of life. This ninja.
Ninjas.
And guess what I got to say to him?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Hold on. I got you. Hold up. I got you.
Serious body weight loss pandemic going on right now. Hold up. Stuff like, oh, that's a model looking. That is a white man's taste.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut up, bitch.
That's despicable. Don't listen to that shit, ladies. He wants to bring the statue of the overweight black woman in Times Square back to Africa. I hate this nigga accent, mindset, pandering, ashy lips, scam likely ass ninja. Oh, yeah, and it's definitely a ninja.
Ninjas
pandering for green cards from wide back broads and bars. Jenny, what up? Spider-Mo likes him big, round, and with a smile. He's a ninja.
Ninjas.
Women use the simps for bills and free food, and men use thick women with roles for action. But this is a fitness podcast. Folks will call anything a pandemic nowadays. Uh-oh. That's a whole nother topic. We could get political. Let me chill out. Anyway. I'm killing y'all, man. Let's keep it going. What we got next? So we talked about the Nigerians. Where the Jamaicans at? SAG, where you at? Who else Jamaican on here? Because y'all Jamaicans is fucking the game up too for the black women specifically.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Let's take a trip to Jamaica and see what these black American black women down there doing in Jamaica. Listen, what the hell is going on right here? Y'all flying out to Jamaica because y'all getting rejected here?
Nope.
Ninjas getting tired of all these fat women?
Nope.
The narrative is changing?
Nope.
Less and less simps?
Nope.
So y'all flying to Jamaica to get rubbed on?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
You might could get a ninja to clap your cheeks, but you ain't getting a ninja to rub your feet. That's why you in Jamaica.
Dom the Monko, Monko.
Rubbing hippopotamus, rhinoceros, elephant, panda bear built, Snorlax Pokemon built. But nah, ladies, come on, y'all. This is ridiculous. And I could go on a whole nother topic like that because, man, y'all do the opposite. On y'all trips, y'all fat men, but that's a whole nother conversation. I'm going to keep it fitness today. But if you find yourself, man or women, having to go out the country to get something simple like that to get rubbed on,
nope.
It's time to hit the gym. Oh, my bad. It's time to get you a membership. It's time to get a personal trainer. It's time to change up your eating. Hit the grocery store. Get your meal preps. Meal preps coming in a second. Just letting y'all know. Go grab a glass of water when I tell y'all about the meal preps. But it's getting ridiculous, y'all. Just because someone is willing to do it, which I'm sure y'all paid for that raft in Jamaica. Just because it's accessible and you could just go somewhere else and pay for it does not mean that you don't need to self-improve.
Nope.
It does not mean you need to no longer neglect your big ass back.
Big back activity.
Them was the biggest legs I seen in my life. This is crazy. It's crazy. You couldn't pay me enough money to do this shit. I don't care how much you tipping. I'm good. Is other ways to make money.
Nope.
At this point, you're selling your soul.
Nope.
You're feeding into the big back narrative and the big back takeover.
What?
We don't have time for that.
Big back activity.
You're feeding into the Popeyes movement.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
And you know her big ass, when he was rubbing her leg, she talking about...
My leg went out.
She lost all circulation when he lifted that leg up.
My leg went out.
Boy, no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
That's not slim thick.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
Them thick ass ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have big mama arms early.
And you know it's a ninja in her DM talking about. Oh man, ain't no way on earth I would do that.
Fuck no, baby.
But anyway, man. Hey, I'm killing y'all. Let's get these comments. This shit is crazy. Where was, damn, y'all going ham in the comments on her big back ass. saw this shit earlier today. You can't make this shit up. Another example of ninjas keeping, excuse me, black women unhealthy. Mofungu can speak for himself. Yikes. Marty, in some African cultures, bride dowry price is higher than the bigger women. Oh, wow. LeBron Rivera, what's good? How is she about to get up? It's unclear.
Nope.
Look like a petting zoo. Facts. I hope she tipped him extra. I'm sure she did. She probably tipped him with something other than money. Because you know how Jamaicans get down. Nothing good ever happens on bamboo rafts. That's what I heard. Shit crazy. A petting zoo. Looking like like he bastard the turkey. Turkey is crazy. What would Toon say in his Sierra Leone self? No idea. You know these motherfuckers will blink a woman. Will call a woman with muscles manly. That's why they want to keep them big, man. Is he seasoning a pig for roasting? My man is making jerk BBW pork. Look up the trash bag video on Jamaica. Those girls thirsty. Yeah, we gonna keep it fitness. I ain't even about to go there. If you want to look that up, that's on you. See, Marty ain't tell you to look that up. How is she breathing? That's Errol mother from that made him go to the store. Let me get two sardines and a bread. I don't know how to do the Jamaican accent. How Stella got her food. Are they moisturizing Big Back's manatees for their tourism? That's exactly what they do out there. Come back with a broken back and HIV, but this is a fitness podcast. Yeah, you might get kicked out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Stop the cap. That was crazy. Ain't no way.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
She can't even feel her legs. She can't feel her legs. I don't know what that word is.
My leg went out.
Real talk, a lot of these women want a man over 6 feet with a six-pack, six figures, and a beard, but ask them to lose some weight, and it's World War III. Big black men go to Jamaica to ride horses they shouldn't, while big black women go there to get rubbed on. Pitiful. And you know he was talking all kinds of nasty shit to her while he was rubbing her down. My man used all his mud on one thigh. I work at the hospital. If a patient weigh over 600, some tests have to get done at the DC Zoo. No funny. Oh, nah, that's crazy. 600 is crazy, man. What else is crazy is I'm killing y'all on this episode. And listen, if you need a meal prep home, listen, I just partnered with Nutri Meals, and the food is bomb. I've been eating the food all week. So if you want 50% off, go check them out. They got all types of things. And we'll be back in a second. Hold on real quick. I got to stop the show because I got to share something with y'all. We always talk about eating clean, stop the big backing, stop the calorie stacking, and we need to get on the calorie tracking. So listen, I just became a partner with Nutri Meal Plans. 50% off your first order, and you can click that link below. But listen here, man. The food is fire. I'm going to share some of the meals with y'all. So here we got the almond-crusted chicken with green beans. It tells you how many calories on there. It has the full macro breakdown, fats, proteins, carbs, all that good stuff. This right here, 480 calories. We got the Atlantic salmon. We got the teriyaki salmon. We got the chicken with the spinach. And we got the filet mignon steak. And listen, man, food is fire, you know. So not only is it making my life easier, but now it's keeping me on point. So listen, if you're looking for a meal prep service, get with me. Let's get back to the show. Yes, sir. Ain't no crumble cookies, fries, and Don Julio in the meal preps.
Nope.
Nah, I wish it was. It's like, nah, I'm playing.
Nope.
All right, men's shapewear. We're going to look at this quickly because I ain't got time. See Marty with the sponsorship. Yes, sir. I ain't got time. We've been bringing this up on the past few episodes. We just going to go through it quickly. Listen, fellas. Yeah. We will never be this. Look at that. Went from this to this. Fellas and ladies, you can't erase bad habits and bad lifestyle with this shit. This shit ain't doing nothing for you. Look at that work. His workout trash. His workout is trash. Listen, at the end of this, and you take that off, that belly is still gonna be there.
Nope.
Ain't no shortcuts, man. It's no shortcuts. Y'all gotta cut this shit out. You gotta put the work in. Like I said, get your meal preps. 50% off. It's in the YouTube description. But that's what's going to happen if you don't get your shit together. All right? We don't have time to sit here and try to... Y'all, you understand. Every time a shortcut come out, the shit don't last long. Whether it's a T, whether it's a surgery, you don't see somebody with lifelong results doing this bullshit. So we got to cut it out. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Not one squat was done that day. That squat was lame. I could show him up with a silly air squat. Yeah, that shit was terrible, man. Mechanics awful. But anyway, let's keep it going, man. We got the, what we got next? Oh, white people. What the hell is going on, white people?
How dare you?
Shapewear makes no sense. Hooking up means you got to take it off at some point. Ninja was doing squat jumps looking like a stiff-ass GTA character. He just dehydrated himself and did Planet Fitness trainer squats. Question is, what's she going to say when y'all getting busy and take that off? she gonna be talking crazy about you in the group chat. Girl, this ninja fat as hell. He got dad bod, dad bod, dad bod. Yeah, Jenny L coming up. White people, I needed to see more bodies like mine. Let's see what this white BBW has to say. Oh, sorry, I forgot about the music. But it says, I needed to see bodies like mine exist so I could start to grow my own peace with my body. Listen, if you need that much validation to feel comfortable, we got a bigger problem. Oh, there's more words. I didn't realize that. Hold on. Let's see what else she says. So if you need to see it too, I hope this helps. Listen, big black community, all you're doing is looking for someone to make you feel good. You know damn well.
Nope.
That you don't feel good about yourself physically.
Nope.
Nor mentally.
Nope.
You don't feel confident about yourself.
What?
So the fact that you got to get online here to do this shit is all the sign you need to get your shit together. Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco. This right here is getting out of hand. Y'all got to cut this shit out. Stop. Listen, if the solution isn't to go find some more big backs.
What?
The solution isn't to find some people to lie to you. So that could be a big back community. That could be a man. You're going to find a man that's going to support your bullshit. That's a problem. Instead of self-improving, getting better, getting your ass in the gym, let me just find somebody that's going to validate my bullshit. I know I'm a big back lazy motherfucker. I know I don't want to do shit about it, but let me just find somebody that's going to make me feel better about it. Well, them making you feel better ain't making you feel better when you're walking up them steps. Them making you feel better about it ain't making you feel better when you try to put on a too small skirt, because that skirt she had on was big as shit, covering up all that belly. That shit ain't no way if that feels good for you. And I bet you see, never mind. I'm not going to go that far. But the delusion is getting out of hand. And ladies, for whatever reason, y'all do that shit more than the men. Y'all go look for somebody to validate your bullshit. That ain't it. But what is it is I'm killing y'all on the podcast. It's crazy out here. Belly fishing is wild. Ouch, girl. She can't be serious. Oh, no, she's serious. And she does not care.
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
She looks like a white Madea. Madea big as hell. That's crazy. Just a bunch of mayonnaise, cottage cheese, and Wonder Bread mashed up into one. For people who claim to be confident, they they sure fish for it online a lot. Yeah, they're definitely not confident. She gonna tell her friends, girl, his ass was clapping louder than mine. Yeah, you're out of here.
No, did he?
Strike three, you're out.
We had a show with zero no ditties. Here come this ninja brown baldy.
No diddy, you know?
He got to end the show with a pause.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive pause, man.
Get your girl off these people's internet. That's crazy, Daniel. She a future Bamboo Raft customer. She gonna eat all the meal preps in one day.
Nope.
That's, yeah. Be mad as hell. Hey, who ate all my meal preps, man? Oh, sorry.
Big back activity.
Get your big back ass out of here anyway. My fatness doesn't define me. Your fatness doesn't define you. Let's check it out. Let's see if her fatness defines her. Let's see. One second.
You could never convince me to be, like, skinny. You could never convince me to lose so much weight. Because do you know why I can't conquer that? It's because I don't tie my self-worth to my weight.
Now, before I continue, if somebody said you can't convince me to ever get super fat.
Nope.
What would their response be? So It's bad to fat shame, but you can fit shame. Okay, I got it.
Tie my self-worth to who I am as a person, what my morals are, my ethics, my skills, my fatness.
You have no morals because you a big back.
Big back activity.
You don't care about yourself.
Big back activity.
So how you gonna care about the people around you? I don't trust you.
Does not determine my self-worth or my value in society.
It definitely does. It means that you're lazy. You lack discipline. You lack consistency. You lack faith. You don't wash well in between the crevices because it's harder for fat people to wash and get them sensitive and hard to reach areas. It says a lot about you.
So that is why you could never convince me to be skinny. Because I'm beautiful.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Funny, sensitive, empathetic, hot.
Hot?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And I'm fat. Like, that's just an added bonus.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Yeah, we're officially cooked. Well, that's the UK. She probably live here in America, though. She probably got fat when she moved here to America.
Nope.
But yeah, man, a lot of people. So one thing that I've experienced, you know, making content, training people, all that shit. So what people do is when you tell them about themselves, their bad habits, their lifestyle, they need to change it. What they try to do is mask it or cover it up with, well, I have a degree.
Nope.
Well, I'm a nice person.
Nope.
Well, I still get ninjas.
Nope.
Listen, all that is great. But it ain't nothing big in that back.
Big back activity.
Your back still look pregnant.
My back pregnant.
You still got more back than ass.
My back pregnant.
You still got more belly than ass.
My back pregnant.
You still got more triceps than ass.
My back pregnant.
You still got more double chin, triple chin fat than ass.
My back pregnant.
All that stuff ain't changing anything about the state of your health. It ain't changing your cardiovascular. It ain't changing your metabolism. So who cares? And I'm going to keep it real with y'all. And this is not body shaming. But you can have all of that stuff. The first thing people are going to think when they see you is still going to be, look at this fat motherfucker. The first thing they're going to think when they see your fat ass is how fat you are. It's the truth. So get your shit together. Stop trying to mask it. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Yes, sir. Where we at? I've read that. I was waiting for some brown baldy bars. She gonna say it's barbecue in there.
It's barbecue in there.
Top shot only. Girl made sure to keep the bottom half on camera. Train wreck. Yep. The fish shame is getting out of hand. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Nasal congestion. My head hurts. Head ass. Facts. My diet don't work for me the same, head ass. Oops.
The diet don't work for you the same.
That comedian said we're in a fat loss pandemic. It's the other way around. We're in an unhealthy pandemic, and these motherfuckers using social media to embarrass themselves.
Nope.
Terrible. UK is definitely getting hefty. She gonna punish all my Quest cookies and throw her out like Jazz. I don't work out. I use Wegovy. Wegovy, head ass. Facts. We ain't got time for that Wegovy, Ozempic, GLP-1. What's the other one? Mounjaro. We don't got time for that shit. And the last one, what the hell is going on? We just going to get straight to it. I ain't even going. Hey, if your kids are here, move your kids out the way. I'm warning y'all right now. Your kids watching, move your kids out the way. I warned you. Don't get mad. You see, Marty, don't ever get no warnings. I just gave y'all the warning. What the hell is this? April's here. Where are the Aries at? And you know it's a ninja and her DMs talking about. God, what the hell is going on in America, man? God, you know people thirsting over her in the DM and going crazy.
Damn.
This is awful, bro. Listen, Instagram is already bad enough. They already showing too much booty. They already showing too much sexual stuff. It's getting annoying. But now the fact that these 300, 400, 500 pound women are coming out here and doing the same shit is just further evidence that America is cooked. And you know, the only ninjas in her DM is black ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
White men ain't putting up with that shit.
How dare you?
White men ain't touching her.
How dare you?
So she got to go to black men and Latino men.
Ninjas.
This is crazy, y'all. Yeah, America's cooked. And I'm killing y'all on this episode.
Let him cook.
And make sure y'all hit the like button. Bruh, dumpster booty, trash bags chick. And they just be praising the comments, of course. God damn, that ain't a compliment either. God damn. Dump truck butt. Ain't no way she wipes well. Absolutely not.
Nope.
Big back Velma. Where's Scooby-Doo at, head ass? And listen, this is crazy. Y'all, hey, look. And it's going to be dudes who get mad at me for criticizing it and talking about, oh, you date white bitches. That's a white woman. That's a white woman. So what are y'all talking about?
Nope.
Anyway, yo, how you wipe that shit, yo? You don't wipe it. And listen, the last thing, man, just quick background because your boy's sleepy. But we got, if you get on Instagram, you get on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube Shorts, even Twitter. Them joints go 50-50, cook chicken Alfredo and buy you a PS5. Well, I don't want it. She looked like an oversized beanbag chair with type of upholstery. Anyway, you get on these apps, you see these trainers talking, dropping knowledge, and this and that. And a lot of times they're right. A lot of times they're telling the truth. But at the same time, a lot of these guys do not live what they preach. And I'm going to show y'all right here. So, this guy, Mike Israetel, a lot of y'all have probably seen him. You know, a lot of people repost his stuff. Listen, man. I understand you're not going to be at your peak the whole year. Right? You might not be in tip-top shape every year. I'm sorry. This right here, as a trainer, well known, over 1 million followers on podcasts, everybody's reposting your stuff. This is ridiculous. This is just my opinion. And this isn't a fit person falling off. In my opinion, oh my bad, I didn't mean to go to that. In my opinion, this is HGH, some type of human growth hormone. Maybe he's on TRT, but he's on something because a fit person don't just get a belly like that from falling off.
Nope.
I gotta take a couple months off right now.
Nope.
And my belly ain't gonna look like this. I think this is unacceptable. China's got to be held to a higher standard. I don't give a fuck how many followers you got. But you can call it a transparency post if you want to. I think that's insane. I think it's ridiculous. Even in your off season, if you're going through something, that right there, you should never look like that as a professional. But hey, that's just my opinion. People will have a problem with it, but oh well. I really don't give a fuck. Pull up to the gym and see me if you got a problem with it. Let's get a workout in. Anyway, another fire episode. Don't worry, the money she makes from her OnlyFans is going to cover her funeral expenses. Looks like fat and water retention. He's on gear. Yeah.
Nope.
He's on something. He's doing something. He's not natural. You don't get a belly like that natural. Why I look fake? Because he on something? That steroid stomach tearing his ass up right now. What happened to Dr. Mike, man? I know he take roids, him and Greg Doucette, but Greg stays in shape. Greg, I've never seen Greg look like that. Marty, he had a surgery. Oh, he did have a surgery? Okay, all right. Well, you know what? I saw someone else reacting to it, you know, kind of saying the same stuff. They didn't mention his surgery. So if he has surgery, hey. But at the same time, I still even think that I wouldn't look like that. If I had a surgery, had to take months off, I wouldn't. That ain't no way. I forgot he did that. They keep snacks on deck. Let's talk about trainers that smoke like a chimney and drink like a fish. Yeah, I mean, luckily, I don't know too many trainers who do that. You know, most of the trainers I know, they really be about that life. Maybe when I was younger, like early 20s, I knew some trainers that could do that. We could get away with it. But now, at most of the trainers I know are around my age, they don't really be on that. So, but it's like I said, it's a lot of bullshit trainers out here. I got to call their ass out. He a pose room warrior. Yo, you got to chill, bro. If you don't go to our gym, you're not going to get that, man. Yo, this guy is crazy, man. Oh, man. Hey. No, oh, we got one more. I got one more for y'all since we got some time. It's Friday. It's Happy Friday. I got one more for y'all.
Happy Friday.
Hey, fellas, be careful in the gym before y'all end up like this, Ninja. Hold on. Where we at? Fellas. Hey, when you go to the lat pull down, you gotta make sure the pin is on the weight.
Nope.
You gotta be careful, man. Big back, I know you're trying to get in shape.
Big back activity.
But you gotta stay safe.
Big back activity.
Now you hurt, now the back getting bigger.
Big back activity.
Be careful in there, fellas. Anybody heard of earthquake? But yeah, no, all seriousness though, you could really get hurt in there. Be careful when you're dealing with these machines, man. And like I said, another fire episode today, man. And listen, bruh, you know what it is, man. Follow my social media, C Marty Fit on Instagram, C Marty Fit on TikTok, C Marty Fit on X, C Marty Fit on YouTube, subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Juice Morant. Juice Morant is crazy. Oh, man. I would have been so embarrassed. Hey, yo. Anyway. You know I'm gonna have to use that, Brad. Juice Morant. Anyway, man, like I said, follow my social media, dog. And you know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you want to be a big back woman going to Jamaica, getting them ham hocks rubbed on, don't watch the podcast. If you want to be a woman in here with a BBL with the legs that don't match, don't watch the podcast. If you want to be big back 400 pounds and complain about airlines, don't watch the podcast. If you got tuned arms with a Paul Pierce belly, don't watch the podcast. Anyway, man, hey, appreciate y'all. Hit the like button. Love y'all. We back at it Sunday, 8 p.m. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. We doing the Mother's Day stream, so I don't expect a whole bunch of y'all to be here. But it's going to be litty. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Catch y'all Sunday. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.